I'm doing well, thank you.
Joining us right now at PMP Network is Cheryl McGinnis. She is the author of a book called Beauty Beyond the Ashes from Howard Books. And it's a story about the living legacy of former Lieutenant Commander Tom McGinnis, a co-pilot of American Airlines Flight 11, which was the first plane to crash at the World Trade Center on September 11th, 2001. Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You know, for all of us in this country who watched the events that day, and pretty much everybody in the country knew somebody, I did, who was on one of those planes. you obviously were very close to the situation. I know you talk about it in the book, but tell us a little bit about how you found out about it and the immediate reaction that you had.
Well, I was at home, and a friend of mine had called up and asked if my husband was home, and I told him he was on a trip, and they said, well, he had the television on, and they told me that a plane had been hijacked, and I quickly turned the television on and saw the images that the rest of the world saw. And it was shortly after that that the chief pilot came to my house and gave me the official word that Flight 11 had not only been hijacked, but had been deliberately flown into the World Trade Center, and there were no survivors.
I know that my dad died very young, and my mother told me one of the toughest things about it was not just dealing with him, you know, personally passing away and her losing him, but having to tell the children.
Oh, that was so painful.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, it was shortly after I had heard that news, I realized I had to go tell my children that same news, and they were at school. So when I told them that the news that Jesus had called Daddy home, all we could do was really hold each other and cry.
And I know that, in fact, I read the book, and I know the way you reacted, and I know that going to the funeral that you sang some hymns, the kids were smiling, and you were trying to keep the kids on the level that, you know, Dad is with Jesus now, and things are going to be okay. But in your back of your head, you certainly weren't feeling that confident.
I wasn't quite sure how things were going to be okay. I had a quiet calmness that I knew that we would be okay. I didn't know how that was going to play out in the years to come.
Yeah, but religion obviously was a huge comfort to you. And I thought it was interesting that at one point you were far advanced of your husband in terms of taking Jesus into your life personally. And I guess eventually he also followed through. How important is it for you as a comfort to have this, just to lean back on?
My faith has really saved me from the horror of September 11th. And my faith has strengthened tremendously since the horror of that day. And the same for my children.
I know that most Americans, and myself included, would really love to see Osama bin Laden and people who are responsible for this punished. In the book, you talk about getting past anger and forgiving. How do you do that, and have you done that?
You know, that is one thing that people are still very amazed that I can talk about forgiveness, but I realize that if I allow the anger and the resentment to take control of my heart, to grip my heart, that I won't be able to experience the love of God that He wants to give me. So I've worked hard at trying to forgive the terrorists, the people that did this evil, that perpetrated our country and our freedom, that did this. I work hard at forgiving them, and I try to lead my children in the same way so that we can go on living our life fully the way that God wants us to live, developing new dreams and having hope for the future.
I would assume that when the 911 Commission met and came up with their report and things, that did it open some old wounds when it all came out again?
You know, old wounds seem to continuously be opened up by the information that we hear about in the news. But I must say that the integrity of the process, the work that they've done, I'm very pleased with, and I look forward to the implementation of the recommendations from the 9/11 Commission.
Before all this started, I know how religious you were, but were you politically involved in all, and what party were you supporting it before this all unfolded?
The same party that I'm supporting now.
And which one would that be?
Well, I must say, President Bush has really done a good job leading our country, supporting my family, and I believe the families of September 11th. And I believe that he has done a good job leading the war on terror, and President Bush has my vote.
So I agree with you. I think that he's done a wonderful job, too, but the world is populated with people whose only agenda is anti-Bush and no positive spin on things as well.
Well, I know.
That's a tough thing, because I believe that, you know, you have to take positives out of everything, but they have just completely bashed him continuously, and I think it's disgusting myself. But
well, you know, I agree that President Bush has, there's a lot of work to do for him to continue to take the lead, but I do think that he has done a good job leading our country. I believe that he's a man of character and compassion. I've personally seen his compassion and the courage to send our troops, the men and women, the children of our nation, to war. It takes a lot of courage. And then not only does he send them to war, but he supports them with the plans. He gives them the equipment that they need, the vests, the safety vests, the weapons, the training. He not only sends them, but he supports our troops 100% over there.
For folks out there who don't know President Bush, and obviously most Americans have never met him, and all they do is read some of the negatives about him, tell me about him personally. I know you've met him on a couple of occasions at least. What kind of guy is he?
President Bush has, with his words, has encouraged my family. He's given us great words. President Bush has also, with the things that he has done with the victims' compensation legislation, with commissioning the 9/11 investigation, has done much to lead our country and to show me with his actions that he cares about my family. And when President Bush says something, you know, my children listen. I listen. And I believe that he is doing the best that he can with what he has, with the circumstances of September 11th, in leading us out of that pit, in leading us forward as a nation.
I kind of agree with you, and I kind of worry that if the opposition convinces Americans that all their bashing is correct, that we'll have someone in the White House who's afraid to tackle terrorists and will instead want to, want to negotiate with people who don't want to negotiate.
I couldn't agree with you more. President Bush stands up for the difficult things. It's easy to say, let's be sensitive, let's settle this peacefully. Well, okay, let's try to do that. But when we need to take a hard stand and take action, then President Bush stands up for that, and he takes us to the places that are difficult to go. And deep down, I know, and I know that President Bush knows, that justice will prevail.
I hope so. I've seen what Israel goes through on a daily basis, where you know, they're getting blown up on a regular basis, and they've tried to negotiate with the people who are doing it, and it's a pretty futile thing to do.
I agree.
So tell us a little bit about the anniversary. That's something that even in the pit of my stomach, every time it's September 11th, no matter what year it is, we're all gonna think of the planes. We're all gonna think of the images we saw. And what is it like for you every time we go through it?
It's a difficult day. It is still a difficult day, and I know that I am working towards accepting more that September 11th is a part of our history. It's a part of our history that we will never forget, but we must be able to, as a nation and as individuals, be able to use that history, use our past to take us forward, and take us forward in a positive way by remembering our loved ones who have died, what happened to our country when we were attacked, and remembering the strength of our country and our military people who are now over there fighting to protect our freedom and keep our country safe for our children and our children's children.
How many times have you been to Ground Zero?
Once. One time, and that's where I learned the lesson of forgiveness.
Because you talked about that in the book. I didn't know if you had gone back.
I have not gone back yet, no. One time only.
Yeah, it's a site that I would assume takes on an incredibly spiritual aura for people who are directly involved.
Well, it was a spiritual time for me when I saw that metal structure that was in the shape of a cross that was erected by the rescue workers. And I saw also the pit that the devastation and the crushed buildings left. And it was looking at that pit of evil and that cross that to me represented the cross that Christ died on for us. And that's where he taught me about forgiveness and what that's all about. And from that point forward, when I went on that trip, that was my commitment forevermore, as long as I live, to encourage people with my words and to work towards living a life that I can leave a legacy for my children to pass on.
Well, that's what you're working with. I want to know a little bit about your ministry. I know you've started a ministry, Beauty Beyond the Ashes, from which the book evolved. Talk a little bit about this. I guess that you've used this as a catalyst to bring the Lord's message to the people in the country who you're now getting an opportunity to speak with.
Well, my ministry has evolved. It's called Beauty Beyond the Ashes, and I do have a website, beautybeyondtheashes.com, the same name as my book. And it's evolved since September 11th. I started sharing my story on that day, and my message has evolved and changed as I have grown. And as I saw that my words were an encouragement and an inspiration to others, many people were asking, Cheryl, when is your book coming out? Where can we get your book? And at that point, I had no plans of writing one, but when I saw the impact that I was having on people's lives and how their lives were being touched and changed in a positive way, I thought, it is time to write a book and to share these words to encourage others that they too can rise above their circumstance to see the beauty of a new life that God has for them.
And folks can go to beautybeyondtheashes.com.
Yes.
For information. The book is available all over the country, obviously. And are you still living in New Hampshire?
I still live in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Wow. And how are your children doing?
My children are doing very well. We all continue to heal and to continue to move forward. And just as an aside, my son, I'm so proud of him. He's 17 now, and he has started to take flying lessons and continue the dream he started with his dad to be an airline pilot.
Wow. He looks a lot like his father, too.
He's just as good looking as his dad, I must say.
And your daughter is an unbelievable knockout.
I will be walking my daughter down the aisle in December. She's getting married, and I think that's going to be a bittersweet day for me.
Now,
need extra strength.
Is she going to get married in the same church in Burlington?
No. Different church, no.
That would have been kind of cool.
It would have been.
Yeah. Now, where did she meet her future husband?
She met her future husband in high school when she was 16, the same as me, if you can believe that.
And they say that teen crushes don't work, but yours certainly has lasted, and hers, hopefully will be.
I think so. I married my high school sweetheart,
yeah.
And so is she.
Hopefully she'll have a wonderful life together with him as well.
That is my prayer.
As you did. Unfortunately, it was cut short, but I'm sure it was incredible while it was there.
It was. It was a blessing. I am very blessed to have had a husband for as long as I did.
Cheryl McGinnis, the author of Beauty Beyond the Ashes, and it's available right now, Choosing Hope After Crisis. It's quite a spiritual book, and if you're saying to yourself, I don't want to get depressed over this, well, there's some light at the end of the tunnel that she sheds, and you should check it out. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.